Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Reed Coverdale,
and Joe.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features there, completely free. We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, as the economy gets worse, as inflation continues to get, you know, more damaging towards your savings, which, of course, what happens when the government prints more money out. Businesses are having to do some desperate things in order to stay in business, and a lot of them are charging for things they never charged for before. And, of course, as we're seeing power bills are going up, in not just here in the United States, here in New Hampshire, the supply rate, we just talked about this the other day, power supply rate just doubled.
Doubled the electric bill.
Just this month. It didn't quite double the bill, because the supply is separate from the delivery, but it sure as hell brought it up quite a bit in one fell swoop. But also, of course, over in Europe, people are paying through the nose now for power, and that just means businesses have to charge more for stuff. So what are the things they're now charging for that you used to get for free? We can get into that coming up here.
But it's all Putin's fault.
That's what they're trying to get you to believe. Let's go to the phones first, though. Gigi is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening, everyone. 2 points, please. Number one, I'm an NPR junkie, and a wonderful compliment was given to the Freedom Movement by the New Hampshire NPR correspondent, Sarah Gibson. She was praising the Freedom Movement left and right. And it was so exciting for me to hear it.
That doesn't sound like something you'd hear on NHPR.
I beg your pardon?
That doesn't sound like something you would hear on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Oh, that's for sure. So that's why I made certain I was listening carefully for the entire program. And I said, I must call the show and tell them that there was favorable comments regarding the Freedom Movement in New Hampshire.
So who is this person? Sarah who?
Sarah Gibson is Gibson. The correspondent's name.
And you're saying this was New Hampshire Public Radio?
No, it was on my local NPR station here in Charleston.
Okay.
But she is with the NPR affiliate in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And the second thing is, going back to what you guys were just speaking about, war, I don't see the war in Ukraine and Russia, because it's in both areas, I don't see it ending. I don't think Europe or the United States wants it to end. They're making too much off of it, politically and financially.
Agreed.
Yeah, I did just see, I wish I had the audio ready to go, but there was a clip with, I don't know who the hell she is in Germany, but some German politician, I don't know if you guys saw this, like a quick one-minute clip, where she was saying, basically, I'm going to paraphrase it. She was saying, yeah, things are going to get bad this winter, but you know what? We're going to do whatever it takes to keep supporting Ukraine. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable my followers or whatever, the people in my district get. We're going to do whatever it takes, even if the politicians are uncomfortable, as though what she was referring to wasn't that they weren't going to have their homes heated, because that's what's going to happen to some of the people likely in Germany. Because you know the politicians are going to be fine. They're going to have all the heat that
sure.
they need.
Yeah.
What she meant by being uncomfortable was that people would be, she's expecting to hear from people, right? Because once they start getting cold during the winter because they don't have enough energy because they can't get it from Russia and they're paying too much to buy it, you know, on ships from China, they're going to be calling her. They're going to be knocking on her door and making politicians uncomfortable. But she says, no matter how uncomfortable it gets, we're going to stick with Ukraine.
It's all worth protecting that vibrant democracy in Ukraine where
they jail political
opponents.
Yeah, the admitted neo-Nazi leadership.
Where they literally have forbidden
the political opponents. Right. There's a, you cannot be in the opposition party now, and they have jailed some of them. And now, recently, there was news that they were also banning the Russian language as well in Ukraine.
Often the oppressed become the oppressor historically.
Sure. Yeah, that absolutely happens. Kind of the cycle of violence in that case. Gigi, anything else you want to share?
No, thank you. Just be well.
Thanks for the call
you
tonight.
As well.
Yeah, I don't know about this Sarah Gibson. I just did pull up her, you know, you can look for the name and then you can look at all her
articles. I'm intrigued by what she was saying, and I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything here. I'm not seeing any overt love for the freedom movement. I suspect Gigi misunderstood whatever it was that was being said. But that said, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes,
Sarah.
I just bring up that our city, they want to really curb this copper wire theft.
Copper wire theft. You're talking about where people who are probably very down on their luck, drug addicted perhaps, whatever their reasoning, they will go into buildings, perhaps new homes that are being constructed or abandoned homes, probably more likely, and they will strip it of their copper wire and then take that wire to wherever it is that they can sell it to make a few bucks. That's what you're referring to?
Well, that also happens that they just, those green boxes with electrical wiring sitting out in the, we have those out in the public street,
mm-hmm.
and then they strip those, they dust
really?
Those. I don't know what's...
There's silver connection heads on a lot of electrical, you know, connection boxes.
That sounds high risk to me. I mean, I've never, I'm not an electrician or anything like that, but I've been near those boxes and I can hear the humming noise coming from them, and it sounds like there's probably some serious.
You have to know what you're doing to not kill yourself to take those.
You guys are laughing because I'm glad I make you guys laugh.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
I live in this town, and I've gotten immune. I've accepted these phenomena as like a normality. But you can't walk a couple of blocks as where they see a busted box open, ripped out open. Everywhere you go,
jeez.
You can't go anywhere. I know. I mean, isn't this? I have never been.
By the way, Reed, just I don't think you probably don't know who Sarah is. She is a regular caller. So,
oh, okay.
You will hear from Sarah almost every night on Free Talk Live. She calls in from Albuquerque. She's a self-professed communist, and she is a total welfare queen. She's constantly receiving money from the government. She hasn't worked since she was a teenager. And she's how I believe
she wants to ban everything, like menthol cigarettes and drag racing.
Hey, and then I want to add one thing. I'm going to go to that. They have a Frida Kahlo's Life Museum art exhibit.
Is it free?
And she is the...
Hold on. Before you move on, Sarah, I want to go back to the original copper stripping thing that you're talking about. What are they planning to do about that? What was it that you were bringing that up for?
Well... That's what my bafflement is. They're going to have this copper wire prevention committee or some coalition or whatever.
Oh, committee is going to do something.
Yeah, or they want to do something about it. I'm just kind of like with a big question mark on my face. Like what are they really going to do? They don't want to penalize them. They don't want to put them in jail. They don't want to do nothing in the state. They've been doing this forever.
Well, and they probably wouldn't mind going to jail because then they would actually get fed three times a day. And these are probably people who are pretty down on their luck. I mean, I'm not defending what they're doing. It's obviously a violation of people's property rights. But I suspect the committee isn't going to come up with the best answer, which would, of course, be to completely legalize drugs in Albuquerque. These people are likely drug addicts.
They won't be taking desperate measures like breaking into these electrical boxes. I mean, that's... They're not very smart to be stealing in the first place. Extra not smart to be using electricity.
I've got a perfect communist solution to this. We just ban electricity.
Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of times my clock went out several times, and I was told that because of the wire has been ripped out in the area.
My solution fixes this problem.
Sarah, I don't think that's it. I'm pretty sure that people stealing copper is not the reason why your electricity has gone out.
I doubt
they're stealing live wires, but God knows how desperate they might be.
Yeah, man, if you can figure out how to shut that stuff off, there's a lot of money in the air.
Yeah, sure. And these boxes that she's talking about, like, I can't even imagine the risk that you'd be taking going and breaking into one of those things. I wonder how many dead drug addicts they have who screwed that job up. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. But, yeah, if you were to end the war on drugs, then the price of drugs would come down.
Right.
If we actually have freedom in the area of drugs, and then you could afford to, you know, your crack habit by just working a job at McDonald's.
And the war on electricity.
Yeah, but copper, we worth nothing.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just made aware, apparently Joe Biden made some kind of speech tonight, and the allegation is he actually referred to people who weren't on his side as enemies of the state. Now, we're still trying to verify that that was the actual quote. But if you saw the speech or if you want to comment on it, feel free to weigh in here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian Reed Coverdale and Joa in the studio here tonight. And also, want to let you know that there's going to be a big change made to the Free Talk Live podcast. For the last 20 years, basically, we've been sharing full radio show audio on our, well, the podcast didn't exist when we started in 2002, but as soon as the podcast technology came about in 2005, we were sharing our full radio show through that, that means. Prior to that, we would just, you know, allowing them to be downloaded directly from our website. But what we've decided here recently is that maybe that's been holding us back a little bit, because the average person probably doesn't have 2 hours a night to listen to, or 2 hours a day to listen to a two-hour radio show. This is a three-hour radio show, but when you cut out all the commercial breaks and you cut out the news breaks, it comes down to about 2 hours of talk content. And the idea is, well, you know, maybe that's a little bit too much. Maybe the sort of the radio format stuff, the rejoiners from break, that we always have to recap and talk about what we were talking about, do, you know, just kind of bring new listeners up to speed. Maybe that doesn't really work with the podcast format. And so the idea is we're going to start doing the Free Talk Live Daily Digest and basically double the length of that. That's been around for years now, thanks to Riley Blake, who's a gentleman, a longtime fan of the show, who's been doing this on a voluntary basis and accepting donations and just done an amazing job. So we went to Riley and asked him if he wanted to come on board, you know, officially and do this thing. And so basically we're going to double the length of that.
He's a great guy.
So it used to be like 25, 30 minutes, and now it's going to be closer to an hour, so 45 minutes to an hour. So it's going it's longer now. And so the idea is we're going to take away the full radio show from the standard Free Talk Live podcast and just go digest only and see. Maybe that'll result in more shares. Maybe that'll result in more people listening to the podcast. And tonight's show will be the first show that will be in that new format.
Nice.
So if you are a subscriber of the Daily Digest and full episode RSS feeds, I would recommend that you resubscribe to the main Free Talk Live podcast feed, which you can find at feeds.freetalklive.com. Those other feeds, they do rely on a third-party service, and if that third-party service goes out of business, then those feeds are going to go away. We're going to keep them for now and, you know, see how long they stay, but probably better to just subscribe to the main podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com. If you still want the full 2 hour commercial free radio show with no recorded commercials, you can still get that through the AMPS program. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon. You can sign up there for as little as $5 a month, and it helps support, advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. It helps us get the ideas of freedom out there. You get access to that full podcast if that's what you still really, really want. But we think that this is
some people like to listen to it, you know.
Some do.
They can't do it, or they want to listen to it tomorrow morning on the way to work.
But the idea is that maybe a shorter podcast is going to be better for, you know, generally for people to kind of sign on with. So that, and the whole idea behind the show is to get the ideas of freedom out there. And if that can, you know, again, our podcast just hasn't really had much growth over the last decade or whatever. So maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. We're going to give it some time and we're going to see how it pans out. We had to try something new. So hopefully y'all can understand that. And again, there's other ways to get the full radio show without becoming a member of AMPS. You can obviously listen live every night from 7 to 10. You can go to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com anytime and get the latest episodes in video format there in full, except for tonight when I started the stream 15 minutes late. But generally, we have the full video there. So thank you for following us. And if you aren't yet subscribing to our podcast, you can find it at feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. Jamie is on the line in Alabama listening to WPHP in Huntsville. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, yeah, I heard that Joe Biden's daughter made a jerk about him and her taking a shower together.
I have heard these allegations as well. Obviously,
it was like a journal that got leaked. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, well, this was, I think, what the FBI is going after Project Veritas for right now. Are you familiar? Did you guys hear they got raided last year?
I did hear about that.
Yeah. So they raided Project they raided us in March, and then I think it was in November they raided the Project Veritas journalists, and that was all about this diary. I think her name is Ashley Biden, and they got it from somebody. Somebody offered it to Project Veritas, and I think actually Project Veritas, I think they refused it, if I recall correctly. Or maybe they received it, but then they didn't publish it. It was something like that.
And this is why they got raided, because of the journal, right?
Wow.
This is the whole thing. It was because that journal they got raided.
That's the ostensible reason for the raid, yeah.
Yeah.
And now apparently they have gotten the two people who allegedly stole the journal to plead guilty. So that was one of the more recent developments in this case.
So they should have stole it? Like, how that happened, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the details. But ostensibly they have taken a guilty plea, and the theory is that the people who have now pled guilty are going to testify against Project Veritas. So they think that they're going to come back and make arrests. Because when they raided Project Veritas, they did not arrest people. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, she was writing that her death has challenged. She was feeling sexual desires.
I think we got a really bad connection with you here, Jamie. I don't know if you got if your cell phone signal isn't too hot, but I couldn't make out what you were saying.
I want a house phone.
Oh, weird. Okay, well, maybe you were just talking too close to the receiver. I think you're okay now. Go ahead. Can you say that again?
Yeah, that she was having some sexual pleasures. That's what she wrote in a journal when she was taking a shower with her father.
Seems inappropriate.
And I also would not be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either, especially remember what happened.
Yeah, on brand.
What, do you remember what happened a couple months ago? And Jamie, thanks for calling. Thanks for bringing that up tonight. Do you remember when 4chan, they either broke the news or they did it themselves. They got into Hunter Biden's iCloud account.
Oh, yeah.
And he had like 500 gigabytes of stuff.
Wasn't that just like 3 or 4 weeks ago?
This
or was
pretty recently, within the last month or two.
Mm-hmm. The password was password.
It was something probably pretty weak. But
this is the pedo Peter,
right. Yeah. So they downloaded whatever it was that was on there. Apparently, I don't know much about how iPhones work, but apparently you can save conversations, or maybe you just saved images or something, but you can save things to their iCloud from your phone that aren't just images. They had, like, the text messages between Hunter Biden and whoever else he had in his, so he like had somehow backed up his text messaging to his iPhone. Is that a thing that you can do?
Yeah. I mean, I have an iPhone, and if like mine got lost, I don't know, 3 months ago or so, and as long as everything had been backed up to iCloud, when you go get a new phone, it just automatically updates like all your contacts.
So they got all that then. They downloaded this, and then images started coming out where Hunter Biden was, and, you know, these could have been faked images, right? So there is the possibility this whole thing is bunk, but presuming that it's real.
Unlikely.
Right, presuming that it's real.
Are you being a pedo defender right now?
I'm just saying it could be fake, but presuming that it's real.
Those kids could have been 18, too.
Not with Biden. I've seen what he's into.
Yeah.
But presuming it's real, Hunter Biden had conversations with someone named Pedo Peter and his mother. So there were, like, a group chat, right, where the three of them were talking. Yeah. And the interesting thing is Joe Biden referred to himself as Peter in a some sort of letter that he wrote.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. President Joe Biden delivered a sober assessment of American democracy during a rare primetime address in Philadelphia on Thursday, warning that Donald Trump and his closest political allies are threatening to take the country backward. As I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault, Biden said in front of Independence Hall. After tearing into Republicans for what he calls MAGA extremism and semi-fascism, administration officials say Biden determined the time was right to provide a more serious, sober reckoning on what he regards as growing anti-democratic forces building across the country. Meanwhile, Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy in Scranton earlier Thursday offered a pre-rebuttal to President Biden's Soul of the Nation address.
He has launched an assault on our democracy. His policies have severely wounded America's soul.
This is USA Radio News. Illegal immigrants in Texas are being sent to Chicago. Two buses full arrived at Chicago's Union Station Wednesday night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he looks forward to seeing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcome the illegal immigrants since Chicago is a sanctuary city. A nuclear reactor has been shut down in southeast Ukraine, reportedly because of Russian shelling. The operator of the nuclear plant says one of two operational reactors has been shut down because of mortar shelling by Russian forces. A team of UN nuclear experts is on its way to the power plant. And an Ohio man is recovering after being stung over 20,000 times by African killer bees. Austin Bellamy was trimming his grandmother's tree in Ripley when he accidentally cut open a beehive, releasing thousands of bees. Bellamy was stung by the aggravated bees and was placed in a medically induced coma. He finally woke up Wednesday, and doctors are expecting him to make a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you got Ian,
Reed Coverdale,
and Joe.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. I want to thank Dan Gaudreau, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. He is silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month, which is all that we ask for to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Dan is helping us with that through our Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks for doing that as well. That's amps.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we got Greg on the line listening in Toledo, Oregon. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live listening on the radio. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I enjoy listening to you guys.
Welcome, sir.
I was watching the YouTube Sports Channel thing, the recap of the Major League Baseball games, and in particular Kansas City and Chicago. The stadium was practically empty. There couldn't have been more than 10% filled there. Is there something going on? Are people boycotting? Is it the economy that's hurting the sports? Or is that, do you guys?
That's an interesting question. I mean, obviously the attendance of live sports dropped off the radar during the COVID insanity, but it's now supposedly things are supposed to be bouncing back. I'm not a sports fan, so I don't follow these things closely. Are either of you into it? No.
I mean, it used to be. I've collected autographs in the past, but
any speculation on why people wouldn't be going to games at this point?
I mean, they all got the shot, so they can go to the games. So maybe a good percentage of them died off.
That could be. I think maybe your guess on the economy might be a factor, Greg, because if you've got, right now a lot of people are hurting. I don't know. How's the power situation in Oregon? Here in New Hampshire, they just doubled the supply rates.
One more thing is that I think because people don't care about sports when they have financial crisis. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So what were you going to say, Greg? What's the power situation there? Are you guys seeing higher rates?
We have hydro. Most of our power comes from hydroelectric, the Columbia River dams.
Okay.
So knock on wood, we've been pretty good. But
that's good.
This thing with electric cars, and now people in L.A. can't charge their cars because the air conditioners will quit working. What a mess.
So, regardless of what people are paying for power, the price of the price of gas has gone up. The price, of course, at the grocery store is going up. And if people are feeling pinched economically, they're going to cut back. I mean, it's what you have to do. And if one of the things you were doing regularly is going to sporting events, then that's an easy thing to cut, right? Like it's not a cheap outing. Even if you can get good prices on tickets, you aren't going to get a good price on the hot dog, and you sure as hell aren't going to get a good price on a beer. So,
one thing to switch gears on you guys, do you think we'll ever know the real source of the COVID virus and if it was any different than just a regular seasonal flu? Because now no one's demanding getting vaccines, no one's wearing masks. And the COVID's still out there, but it's just like we've forgotten about it.
It just fizzled away, right?
Well, I think that's good because it really wasn't ever a threat. I mean, the reality is that if you looked at the government's own numbers, hardly anyone would die from this if they actually caught it. And
Sweden looks pretty smart right now, don't they?
For not putting in the restrictions, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. I decided not to get vaccinated because of CDC statistics. It wasn't like from watching InfoWars or something. Yeah. I just went on the CDC website and read the statistics, and I was like, oh, I don't need this. It is amazing.
Statistics that likely are manipulated anyway to make them worse, quote-unquote, than they otherwise are.
Right. I think this was, looking back at it all, it's just a big stress test in how much they could get away with to see what we're willing to go with. And you know how it is. Once the public side of pushing back, they eased up
they dropped off real quick. Yeah.
And they pretended, oh, we solved it. Anthony Fauci.
You know, I lost my job because I wouldn't get the vaccine. I work at a hospital. I'm an orthopedic physician's assistant. And you don't have to be a genius to know that a vaccine they came up with, Rush, that's a single-strand RNA. It was doomed to failure from the beginning. And the side effects that people I work with had were just astounding.
I listened to Kamala Harris. You know, she said, if the president tells me to get the vaccine, I'm not going to get it. And, you know, so I just listened to her.
Thanks, Greg, for the call, man. Yeah. And kudos to you for being willing to make a stand and lose your job over this. I think a lot of people...
I was ready to retire anyway.
Oh, that's convenient. But still, a lot of people, you know, didn't have what it took to stand up for themselves.
And I quit my job.
It's a shame.
The shaming was unbelievable.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you jumping in here tonight. Interesting observation about the sporting events. It's got to be economic in that case. Because people still want to have fun. They still want to go out there and, you know, do things with their family or whatever.
Like, who the hell is going to a ball game for, like, $100 for nosebleed seats, you know, $20 hot dogs, $10 waters? Yeah, I think people are willing to spend this advanced technology on a $200, you know, widescreen TV and get all the radiation that way.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if you start seeing ballparks lowering their prices. Like, you know, if you can't get people through the gates, you might have to cut the hot dog from $8 to $4.
That's why these stadiums are publicly owned, because it's like, well,
they're subsidized.
Yeah, also, they could use them as big giant FEMA camps like they did in New Orleans.
It's true. Let's go on here. We've got Dave calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave, listening to WKHM in Jackson.
Hey, Ian. Hey. Thanks a lot, you guys, for... And then in Detroit, if you're going to go from Jackson about an hour to Detroit, parking might be 50 or 80.
Just to go to a game?
Then you got to gamble on if your car's going to be there in the morning.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the Biden crime family.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to be bold about this, because look at our enemies deeply. We talk about it here. There's a morning show at WKHMTheMorning.com live. Steve Boyle, host. Great guy. We take calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, it must be a little different in New Hampshire than it is here in Michigan.
Hmm.
Great.
It's called freedom.
Our just most highly esteemed governor and Tudor Dixon, and she and Sheen Hernandez. It'll be pivotal. As I say, pivotal.
I don't know who those names are that you're referring to.
A big deal as far as a new governor in the state of Michigan.
Okay, you mentioned some names, Dave, and I don't have any idea who you're referring to. I've heard of the Whitmer person. I know who that person is. That's the current governor. There was the alleged plot that the FBI cooked up to kidnap her.
Oh my.
But who are the other names that you just dropped?
Tudor Dixon. Tudor Dixon. And Sheen Hernandez, her running mate, are the Republicans are going up against the great Gretch and her lieutenant governor. I think his name is Gilchrist, and he's straight out of Detroit. Now, I think for sure that Gretchen and that hardcore Democratic Party and the Biden crime family, the Secretary of Energy, what's her name? Oh, yes, I remember now. Her name is, wait a second.
I don't know what it is you're getting at here. Are you saying you think that the Republicans, Dave, are going to somehow change Michigan for the better? Because I'm, call me skeptical.
Well, it can't hurt, I guess. I think that the whole thing, as long as I've lived here on Earth, it just seems like, man, do I really believe in what I believe in? You know, is it all politics, or is it something more than what I can understand or see?
Well, I got to say, you're way beyond where I'm at here, because I can barely understand what you're trying to get at tonight, Dave. But thank you for the call. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. I don't believe for a moment that Republicans are going to be that much better. They may be better on some fiscal issues than the Democrats, but I don't think Michigan is going to become some sort of free place.
Yeah, in Biden's words, the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, and that is a threat to this country.
We got to talk more about what happened with this Biden speech where he's like, there's a ton of red coloring behind him. It's very
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you get on the lines right now, you might be able to get in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The fundraiser is going on for the folks who are producing the Crypto 6 movie. There's a documentary crew out of Mexico that had come up here earlier, I think it was actually about a year ago, and they shot some footage. They put together what they call in the business a sizzle reel, and they're looking to use that to get some fundraising to put the finished product out of a documentary about the Crypto 6, which is the six people arrested here in New Hampshire by the federal government in March of last year, who were doing nothing wrong, in my opinion, who are being targeted now with victimless crimes, and it's a pretty insane situation. You can watch the trailer over at movie.freetalklive.com. We go back into your calls and thoughts, and then hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about this speech that Biden made. Reed, you just gave a quick quote. I've got a couple more here, and we'll see what we can highlight. But first, we go back to your calls and thoughts. Jack is on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, with the whole Trump thing going on, I had a different thing I was going to bring up earlier, but it's been a while. I think Sarah is Puerto Rican, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there.
But, I believe she's part maybe Puerto Rican, but also part Asian as well. But regardless, what's your call about?
I just think that, I'm just asking a question. Do you guys think that Trump's going to be indicted and go to jail based on the government? Mm-hmm. And I love New Hampshire Libertarian Party on Twitter, by the way. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I kind of doubt it. I doubt it.
Yeah.
It would be really.
You think all of this workup will be for nothing? Like all
yeah.
of this?
I mean, they have impeached him twice and weren't able to really.
Yeah, look
like
at the pattern. Russia. Mm-hmm. The impeachments were based on Russia.
Russia and Ukraine.
And
then, yeah.
Years, almost a decade of this. And then this comes up. So the people believe in this still are like, they can't see a pattern?
I mean, the FBI doesn't usually raid a place without the intention to gather evidence for an indictment. Even Judge Napolitano, who is a pretty, I don't know if you can use the word anarchist, he might use that word. He's a pretty freedom-oriented character. There was an opinion piece published by him, I think within the last 24 hours, where he said he's certain that Trump's going to be indicted.
Really?
So, I mean, my opinion prior to the FBI raid was they will never go after former presidents for anything.
Well, whatever.
It didn't matter that it was Trump, that they would never touch him because he was a former president. And if you get into that position, you're basically untouchable. And they've proven me wrong on that.
Whatever's happening is that it seems like it's infighting. And the common denominator with all this infighting and what they all have in common, Jeffrey Epstein. They've all been on his plane. They all hung out with them, the judge to Trump to the lawyers. They all knew Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
I think it's this cabal that's been revealed since the whole Epstein fiasco is really this house of cards collapsing. And maybe they're just going to take out, maybe that most outspoken person.
Knowing Epstein and being on the plane with Epstein are two different things. He was a billionaire.
Yeah, however, I've had Maria Farmer on my show, and this is eyewitness testimony, so, take it for what it's worth.
Who is she?
Maria Farmer was, she was an Epstein, I don't even know how you, she was a victim, but she was kind of tricked into working for him initially, and then ended up blowing the whistle on the whole thing back in 1996, reporting them to the FBI, and then it all got memory hold. But she was on Les Wexner's property, and a bunch of Epstein's properties, and she saw Trump come. I think it was the Wexner property, if I remember correctly. But Trump was with Epstein on the property, and he was eyeing her in a kind of sexual way, and Epstein said, no, she's not for you. Come with me. So that's eyewitness, so it's worth what it's worth, but it is.
And then where did he take him after that?
That's the,
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live Unscreened. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the Law Dog. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
We got you. Yes. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead. Going once. Going twice.
I got a song for you guys.
Okay, go.
Crypto Six. They were friends of mine. The Crypto Six. They were friends of mine. Ian drinking whiskey. Nobody drinking his wine. Take that and make a movie out of it.
Thanks. I'll get right on that. Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Still more entertaining than Sarah.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Epstein Wexner. The people need to look up, actually, read whatever you want to read, dictionary, whatever, definitions of the words in play, like civil war, revolution, revolt, rebellion, insurgency, insurrection, so that people understand what those things mean, because I haven't heard not one single time in anywhere in media, meaning, I basically was listening all day long every day after January 6th until recently, and I've not heard one single person in my assessment properly address the issue, because a civil war, as far as I see in the United States, is impossible because you don't have the ingredients. Who is going to fight whom? I can see the right fighting let's talk about violent civil war to start with, as opposed to a nonviolent civil war. The right is equipped and able and willing, if necessary, to fight an actual civil war. But who is their opponent? They don't have an opponent because the left is unequipped and unable and unwilling in any sufficient numbers for there to actually be anything called a war.
Yeah.
So that, and let's address the government. If the government fights one group of people, but that's not a civil war. And then also, if you want to say, okay, well, the government would put down an insurrection or a rebellion or revolt, an attempt at a revolution. Well, revolution, it can't be a revolution because the people on the right that the government would propose to fight in a civil war or to put down a rebellion, what they're fighting for is to have the actual founding documents control the highest law of the land. What they're fighting for is to have the highest law in the land remain in place. And the government is fighting to not follow the highest law in the land. So you have, by definition, the people calling themselves the government, by definition, are fraudulent. They're fake because they're fighting to not follow the founding charters and doctrines and constitutions, etc., of the United States of America.
Yeah, they always have been. Thank you for the call tonight, David. Appreciate hearing from you. Some of the quotes here from the speech that Joe Biden gave apparently outside. Oh, he wasn't outside the White House. He was outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, where these photos were taken. And boy, you want to talk about some dead on, like straight out of V for Vendetta looking scenery here. The photography that is coming out of this looks very straight up like dictatorial. In fact, I guess LPNH already jumped on this with a post they made on Twitter comparing this to V for Vendetta with the what was his name, Sutler, I guess, yes, was the character.
Yeah.
So let's we must show them why they need us.
Yeah.
That scene looks right out of that. Reed, you'd read one of the quotes earlier here. I've got another one from the AP story about this. Quote, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Saying further, they are, quote, determined to take this country backward. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence. So according to Joe Biden, Trump is an authoritarian, but not Biden. Biden is a man of the people, of course.
I love like the scenery, the imagery of like saying this from this podium with the red aura in the background and the, you know, you've got like the flag behind you and the people standing. I don't know. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, it was like, it kind of looked Hitler-esque with this fist going like this.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do German.
Right,
but.
And these are images being promoted in the, like, in mainstream media.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't some Photoshop. This is straight out of the event. It's really scary stuff. Like, red is generally like an angry kind of tone. Right?
This just looks like creepy.
And these are, you got to remember, like, he didn't just show up and the lights happened to be red.
No, right? No, this was planned. Yeah.
All of these things are constructed. There are people who don't just write his speech, but they determine how he's going to dress, how he looks, and what the scenery is.
So have they turned their backs on Biden? Is that what this is? They're like, all right, this guy's so bad, there's no way we're going to, you know, get him again. So let's just make him look as awful as we can
tool.
So we can, like, get rid of him.
Could be.
Because I can't think they're this dumb, but I don't know.
He goes on. He said further, quote, MAGA forces are determined to, forces, almost sounds like a violent group, right? Are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there's no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. All the while, of course, his, you know, NSA continues to violate everybody's privacy.
While he loves children.
Yeah, while he loves his own. Yeah, never mind.
The idea that these people are committed to privacy is absolutely ridiculous. We are out of time for tonight. Don't forget to check out Reed on his channel, Naturalist Capitalist on Odyssey.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.